This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Trump's strategy is to express himself. He did extremely well in doing that in the primaries. He came out of nowhere. He won. Nobody, there weren't a lot of people who thought he could. And he trusts himself. I mean, anybody surprised he's continuing the feud with Miss Universe? The worst part was that little interjection about not paying taxes, which he now has to defend as well. Because this is a man who, when he's personally attacked, has to reflexively respond to defend his self-image.
Well, you know, when it comes to taxes, I mean, they did this to Mitt Romney, too. If you remember, Harry Reid chuckled about this. He basically lied about Mitt Romney. He kind of just threw a false herring out there in the mainstream media. And, you know, of course, does the Democratic bidding once again. They pick up on it, make a big deal about it. And then afterwards, of course, find out it's a lie. And, you know, Harry Reid, I mean, the leader of the Senate at the time, I mean, he lied, and he just chuckled. He's going, well, he didn't get elected, right? So that's what this is all about. You know, I really could care less about seeing Donald Trump's, taxes and, you know, Hillary trying to indict him, saying, well, maybe he isn't as generous as he says he is. I mean, you know, when she said that, I immediately thought of Joe Biden. Look, people give what they want to give. And Joe Biden is not, you know, when you look at what he gives according to his taxes, I mean, we're talking minimal amount. I mean, less than 5%. Might even be like 1%, all right? But that's up to Joe Biden. I mean, it's up to anybody, you know. Many of us, certainly people of faith, believe that it should be at least 10%. But Joe Biden, you know, that's fine. And anybody, you decide what it is that you want to do. And, you know, that's up to you. I will say to you, though, as a sidebar, that when you do it God's way and you trust God and you give 10%, at least 10%, and then some, you know, whatever, again, whatever your heart does, God blesses the heck out of you. That's all I'm saying. That's what I'm a walking testimony to that fact is that he says, look, test me. And see if I will not open up the windows of heaven. And I got to imagine there's a lot of people across this country that could only hope and pray. And I would hope that you would pray beyond hope that God would open up the windows of heaven. And God says, go ahead and test me. Why not? Why would you not test the God of the universe, the God who created heaven and earth, who owns it all? Why not test him? He says, you know, try me out. You know, what do you got to lose, in the words of Donald Trump, if I might say that. But, you know, for Hillary, you know, to make the suggestion, I thought she was channeling Harry Reid all over again. And I really don't care if Donald Trump presents his taxes or not, although I did have to chuckle a bit when he says, hey, I'll give you my taxes if you'll come up with the 30,000 emails. Of course, you know, maybe that's what maybe we ought to do is use bleach bit on all our taxes, huh? You know, after all the shenanigans the IRS has been doing and getting away with it, why not? This is what's happening, and I think you know, as we were talking with Lauren Kitchen Stewart about earlier, is that this is exposing, you know, the very foundation of our country and where it is right now, but. You know, what are we going to do about it? Are we just going to accept it? I pray not. I pray that we would mount up. And I think this is what I'm starting to sense that's happening across the country and why people are following Donald Trump. He's not the perfect candidate. Gosh, we're not the perfect people, by the way. And I understand, you know, some of the exceptions you might want to hold to. But, you know, compared to the other side, and are they addressing the major ills? And do we even have a shot at getting this country back on track with the policies? And oh yeah, by the way, just look at the platforms. Look at the platforms of the Republican and the Democratic Party. And you know, try to be as objective as you can and answer the question, will you be better off with one platform over the other? I think it speaks for itself. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Stay with us. We've got more coming up right after this.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Let us know. Your opinion does count. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You know, with all the emotions flying around this 2016 election, I would offer some caution. Be careful that we don't go and find ourselves into a bunch of rabbit trails that Lester Holt tried to put us in on the other night. We still need to look at the issue of the economy. As James Carville said, it is the economy, stupid. It is. You know, when you consider where we are after 8 years of it's incredible to me that President Obama would be worrying about his legacy when this country has been so devastated under his administration's policies. I had to take note, and our next guest, I believe, worked with Dave Stockman in the Ronald Reagan administration. David said to us a couple of weeks ago that he says, Bill, we have not created one net breadwinning job since the year 2000. That is the reality. Is it any wonder that much of America finds itself working two or three jobs trying to keep up? And then on top of that, let's introduce the anchor of healthcare on top of it. Jeff Lord is with us, former member of the Ronald Reagan administration, former White House political director, journalist, author, and political strategist out of Pennsylvania. Jeff, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm just great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, so what do you make of Dave Stockman's assessment here of the economy? A one net job since 2000. That's powerful stuff. We're talking, this comes from the father of Reaganomics, right, Jeff?
Yeah, I think he's right. The way you can tell this is, well, first of all, we've got, according to the Department of Labor, I don't know what the latest statistic was. The last time I looked, it was something like 96.2 million people mm-hmm. who stopped looking for work in this country. And secondly, when the polls ask right track, wrong track of people, of Americans, you know, is the country going in the right track or the wrong track? When you get 70%, saying the country's going in the wrong track, there are reasons for that. I mean, this just doesn't happen on its own. And I think it's the economy that drives us. I mean, historically, the economy is always what drives an election. And the only thing that tops it is, you know, a mammoth war situation, you know, World War II or, mm-hmm. you know, in fairness, a 9/11 situation, when you've got something like that going. But generally, it's always the economy, and there's a reason for it, because this affects people's daily lives, their ability to earn money, their ability to, you know, send their kids to school, to, you know, buy
just
groceries,
put food on the table,
healthcare, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's just basic common sense. Mm-hmm. So, that, I think you know, that Dave has put his finger on something there.
Right. Well, Jeff, when you talk about near 97%, you know, unemployed, I mean, you know, to your point, it's not like people are stopping to eat. They're just out of the system. And I'm not saying all 97%, but a good percentage.
It's 97 million, or about.
Yeah, 97 million. It's not that all 97 million are out of the labor force, because you still got to eat. What it says is that most of them are working under the table. So now they're not participating in supporting the government, and now whoever is working, the load just got heavier, didn't it?
Right, right. I mean, I remember when I first started doing the CNN hits,
mm-hmm.
and I was doing them out of a studio here in Harrisburg. Actually, it was a PBS studio where, you know, CNN would buy satellite time, and I'd sit there and do it. Well, the guy who would wire me up, you know, who would get me down and get me in front of the camera and put mm-hmm. the mic on and the earpiece and all that sort of thing, this was a part-time job. He had been right. looking for a full-time job for 3 years.
Wow.
He was not a happy camper.
Exactly.
And I know I have somebody in my own family that has to work two jobs, a cousin who has to work two jobs, precisely for the reasons that we're talking about here.
Right.
I mean, this is very common at this point, and it's no wonder people are unhappy.
And you say, Jeff, you're working two, three jobs, and you say, but stay healthy. Do not get sick.
Right.
I mean, because it is devastating what has happened with our healthcare system, and starting in November, and now we got another increase. We've got doctors heading for the exit, insurance companies heading for the exit. I mean, they have absolutely destroyed healthcare in America.
Well, they have, and I mean, this is what is so frustrating. I mean, this is the liberal impulse always, is have the government do it,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't work. And they have injected the government massively into taking over 1/6 of the American economy, meaning the healthcare situation.
Yes, exactly.
And now the health costs are going up. Everybody wants out. I mean, it's really lousy. It's really lousy. And,
yeah.
you know, it's not like they weren't warned.
Right. Well, this is what America needs to hold to here, Jeff, is that the president promised that we would pay less, we'd be able to keep the same doctor, and this is the president and the Democratic Party. Their whole operation, they own health care, and they own this mess.
Yes, they do. Absolutely. 100%. And, you know, because I'm on CNN, I get recognized, right? And here I am in the grocery store the other week. And some guy recognizes me and stops me. I can only tell you, I mean, this man, whom I didn't know, had a stroke from which he had thankfully recovered.
Mm-hmm.
This guy went on chapter and verse about his dealings with Obamacare. He was one mad puppy.
Right, I bet.
And he said, so you want to know why I'm for Donald Trump? That's why.
Exactly. Well, yeah, this is the reality. I mean, you know, Betsy McCoy, former, lieutenant governor for New York, who has written extensively on this, echoed all the warnings that you're referring to here right now. And, this is the Democratic Party's doing, including Hillary Clinton. You go right down the line.
That is correct. That is correct. They are 100% responsible for this. And I think they're going to pay a price for it.
Yeah, Jeff, what was your read on the debate on Monday?
I thought he was just fine. He was very good, and particularly in the first half. But here's the thing that I think some of my fellow pundits all across the board, not just at CNN but elsewhere, are missing. The things that they think Hillary Clinton did well because of, she was, poised, and she, quote-unquote, was prepared and all this kind of thing. These are the kind of things that are driving the American people crazy, because they see them as a sign of being part of the political system,
mm-hmm.
of being part of the problem, and that the more polished you are, the more they don't trust you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so while these folks are giving her an A for these things, I'm saying this did not appeal to a lot of people. It puts them off.
Well, and of course, then you get all this other controversy that comes into play. She was wired, and, hand signals to Lester Holt. I don't know if she needed to do any hand signals to Lester Holt when Donald Trump is being, you know, fact-checked 41 times and interrupted, some 41, 42 times, and she was only interrupted maybe 6 times. I mean, it was clear it wasn't a level playing field, was it?
No, it certainly wasn't. This is the problem here, is that you've got a media that's overwhelmingly anti-Trump.
Yes.
And they're going to do everything, everything they can to, I mean, you saw this USA Today endorsement yesterday. I mean, they're going to do everything they can.
Well, they're in a full-blown panic. Jeff, we got to go to break. Stay with us. More from Jeffrey Lord on the other side of the break, America. It's Bill Martinez at 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
When I met you in the summer, so my heartbeat sounds.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around the country or around the world via shortwave, welcome. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. Jeffrey Lord is with us, CNN contributor, a contributing editor to the American Spectator, former aide to Jack Kemp and Ronald Reagan. And, Jeff, you got to know that the liberals, progressives are absolutely going bonkers when you got the UN sending out a tweet and trying to, you know, get it off the boards about, you know, 20 minutes later, telling expats they need to send this out to everybody, and that is to do everything they can to dump Trump.
Yeah. I mean, it is it is amazing here. I mean, I call this Trump derangement syndrome. I just think people have gone around the bend here on some of this. I mean, three cheers for Ted Cruz. I have a column at Conservative Review defending him for, you know, finally getting on board. I mean, I wish he'd done it a lot sooner. I think he made a big mistake at the convention.
Right.
I remember being in Kansas City in 1976 when Ronald Reagan lost to Gerald Ford, and the night of the acceptance speech, Ford summoned him down from the gallery, and Reagan gave this impromptu speech, and he didn't actually use the word endorse, but he made it plain, you know, we're all on the same side here.
Exactly.
We need to stop talking about, I think he used the phrase something, we need to stop talking about each other and to each other and get out there and win and carry the day. And he reminded of Douglas MacArthur that there's no substitute for victory.
Exactly.
That's where we have to be here. I mean, because there's just too much hanging in the balance.
And I think some of these politicians are going to pay a price for that. Ted Cruz took a hit, notably. He since has endorsed. He followed through on his initial commitment made on that night that Donald Trump was the only one said, hey, look it, I want to think about this before I make a promise. And it was interesting that Lester Holt, I was almost thinking out of comedy, Jeff, that I go, nah, he's not going to ask that question. You know, just tell me we're not going to do a Megan Fox or a Brett Baer, raise your right hand, say you're going to support the eventual winner. Well, sure enough, the last question, are you going to support the winner? And unhesitatingly, Trump said, of course he would.
Right, right. That's absolutely right. I mean, this business with the pledge this year.
Yeah, what is this?
You know, I found this very interesting. We've never had this kind of thing before. So, you know, he's the one who didn't raise his hand at first in that first debate. And then, but everybody else did. Including Ted Cruz, including John Kasich and Jeb Bush.
Exactly.
And, you know, when push comes to shove, I just have to say, this is the kind of thing that really gets me. This isn't about substance. This is about style with a lot of these people,
right.
The Bushes, et cetera, that if you're not of a certain style, then, you know, that conforms to the ruling class, if you will,
right.
then they're not going to back you.
Right.
This is always the way it is. You know, they're big on party unity when they're the ones, but
exactly.
They're not the ones. They just walk out the door.
Yeah, they miss so much on by not coming alongside Trump. They could have been an asset in helping Trump get through this learning curve experience that he's had to go through. I mean, Jeff. I mean, you know, we're talking 16 months ago. He's come out of nowhere, and he is the nominee for the Republican Party. Ousted 16, I think, viable candidates. I mean, compared to what the Democrats put up, I mean, look at what we had on stage there, you know, as representative of the Republican Party by comparison. I mean, he didn't, you know, put away some slouches here. We're talking senators, governors, business people. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. I just find this very distressing. And the thing that really bothers me here, there is a real point to be made here. I mean, what we've got is the political class versus the American people.
Right.
And the political class, and frankly, it is both parties, really think they've got a genuine right to run the country, a God-given right, and that the rest of us are not smart enough, sophisticated enough, educated enough, or what have you, I mean, you can just see this. Hillary Clinton just reeks of this.
Exactly. Yeah, the arrogance you choke on it, it's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they have such utter contempt. I went back, though, and took a look at the speech that she gave when she was 21 years old that first got her some attention, when she was graduating from Wellesley. And in front of then U.S. Senator Ed Brooke, whom I knew, and my dad had helped get elected to some earlier jobs in Massachusetts. He was the first black senator since Reconstruction, and he was a Republican. And she's up there and gives this speech, and it reeks of this same thing. I mean, they really, this is something that was a trait of baby boomers, sad to say.
Right.
They had, liberal baby boomers had such utter contempt for their parents' values. And the what we call these days the greatest generation, and you know, presume to lecture them and all of this kind of stuff. When she talked about Donald Trump and the basket of deplorables the other day, the telling thing to me was not just that she said it, because I believe it was a Freudian slip. I mean, I think she really believes it.
Yeah, that's in her heart. Yes, exactly.
It was the response of the audience, mm-hmm. which cheered her on.
Mm-hmm.
And these are well-to-do people, presumably well-educated, and they are of exactly the same mindset, that they're smarter and more, yeah. you know, and morally superior to everybody else, and they have contempt for regular Americans.
This is the LBGT crowd. Yeah, this is the LBGT crowd that she was speaking to when she mentioned that. So they feel like, okay, well, you know, she's evening up the playing field because they've been taking, you know, all the blows over the years. So now, here we are. We get to, you know, assign half of America into this basket of deplorables. And as if that's not bad enough, they're irredeemable. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. This goes, you know, this trait began to surface. If you remember years ago, the late David Halberstam wrote a best-selling book on the people that got us into Vietnam, and it was called The Best and the Brightest.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these are people who went to Harvard, Yale, et cetera, et cetera. They really did think they were smarter than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they produced the disaster that was Vietnam. So, you know, when you look at ISIS, when you look at the economy, when you look at healthcare, they're still at it. And mm-hmm. this is the problem.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. All these theoreticians, you know, that sit around, you know, with lofty ideas and thoughts. It's like, when are we going to put them to rest? I mean, you know, Hillary Clinton with her ideas and Barack Obama with all these theories. Look, you've had 8 years to test all these theories. Progressivism, Keynesian economics does not work. It is proven once again to be the disaster that it's always been. How many more times do we have to fall off the roof to realize the law of gravity is still in play?
Well, that's right. That is right. And this just keeps going on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
And the thing that gets me is they tie this in with race, and then they call the other folks racist.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is a political party, and I've written extensively about this over the years. I mean, from Thomas Jefferson, who was the founder, along with Andrew Jackson, of the Democratic Party, allying themselves with slave owners, on through the alliance with segregationists. They were the Ku Klux Klan. They couldn't bring themselves to condemn lynching.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and there's the Republican Party out there fighting every last one of these things.
Right.
They what they do, their political formula is exploit race to pass, to get the political power to pass the progressive agenda.
Yeah.
And you look at things that are not associated with race in our country, institutions like the Federal Reserve or Social Security or the school lunch program. These were the work products of people in Congress who got to Congress because they played the race card.
Exactly. Well, and that's when they panic, Jeff. You know, when they panic, the race card comes out. Lester Holt couldn't help himself, and he threw it out there. And, of course, Donald Trump was, I would say, ill-prepared, spent way too much time on the birther issue. As I said earlier, I think his response should have been something like one of chastisement toward Lester Holt to why he would throw out the race card.
Yes, yes.
And I think it would have dropped him back on his heels.
And they'll play it against each other.
Oh,
if you recall, in 2008, Bill Clinton in the South Carolina primary there for Hillary, and he said of the Obama team, they played the race card.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Jeff, we got to leave it at that. Thank you so much for being with us. Jeffrey Lord, CNN contributor on Bill Martinez Live. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I have maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10 Tuna Chew weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10 Tuna Chew could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and brush the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates across this country or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. You can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We got all the information out there. I've been looking forward to this opportunity to speak with a modern-day hero, and I know that he wouldn't accept this because he's too humble a man, but what he and his family have done to this culture in shaking it up and what they've stood for in the face of incredible odds, cultural pressure, has just been more than remarkable. Phil Robertson is with us. Yes, the Duck family founder and father of it all, Phil Robertson. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How you doing, Phil?
Hey, good to be here, man.
Hey, a little bit of background here just to kind of put these things into perspective. Came from a big family, 7 kids, a little money. You're there in Shreveport. You've got some athletic skills, football player. You go on to college. You, in fact, are the first string quarterback ahead of one Terry Bradshaw, which many people have discussed in the past. And I was thinking about this, Phil. Were you two guys? I mean, imagine as far as the coaches are concerned, you two characters on the field together must have been a lot of fun. But I got to imagine if you were in the same classroom, you tormented a lot of teachers along the way.
I think maybe you have spoken the truth in love. Look,
yes.
I told Bradshaw, I said, Bradshaw, someone grabbed me from behind at the LAX airport over in L.A., and I turned around. It was Bradshaw. He saw me walk by, and I said, Bradshaw, son, you've done pretty well running from large, violent men. Mm-hmm. I said, now, the whole time you're running from these large, violent men, I've been chasing these ducks. I think my livelihood is safer than yours.
Yes.
He went through his list of injuries and all that. He said, by the way, he's got to tell me how many women he's been married to. I said, you know, I think I made the right choice chasing ducks instead of large, violent men chasing me.
Yeah, exactly. I liked it that you said that he chased the bucks, you chased the ducks, and
that's it.
And all is well, even after four Super Bowl championships for one Terry Bradshaw. But, you know, for you, Phil, as you and I were talking about, of course, you got a movie that's coming out. Congratulations on it. It's going to be opening nationwide in theaters on October the 7th, Torchbearer. And the subhead to that is When Man Stops Believing in God, he'll believe in anything, won't he?
You know, you look around at our culture, and Miss Kay and I deal with them every day. Right mm-hmm. now, she's up there with about 40 women who were ravaged as young girls, and some of them were pimped out, and they prostituted themselves. And we meet with these people every day. If people are out there in the heartland are wondering what we do all the time, Miss Kay and I, we deal with the drug addicts and the ones that are on the bottle has got them down on the ground and all of these sexual sins. We get them up and get them up on their feet. We point them to Jesus, preach the gospel to them, and we love them.
Yeah.
And that's what we do all the time, Martinez. And it's a full-time job. We're dealing with the ravages of our nation because they have forgotten God. The documentary is a historical account on these empires that rise and fall. And you could go all the way back to the Roman Empire and these heathen Romans and the murderous ways feeding the children of God to wild animals. We went there and we filmed the shot for the documentary, and I went to that Colosseum and I looked down underneath the thing, what's left of it, and where they had all these lions, tigers, and it was just a slaughterhouse feeding God's people.
Yeah.
Then these idolatrous Greeks, well, you just come on through history, and you get Adolf Hitler, and then you get Hirohito, and you have Joseph Stalin, and this latest bunch. The carnage and the murder and the senseless killings that come about when people forget God, and the immorality and perversion and all that goes with it. You know, I told CPAC, and they all hollered and ranted and raved because I said, according to the Center for Disease Control, at any given time, 110 million Americans suffer from a debilitating or life-threatening sexually transmitted disease.
Right.
And they all whooped and hollered and said, that old gray beard, what's he? But once they checked the facts, they said, looks like he's got mathematics and logic on his side.
Yeah, not to mention ancient wisdom that tells you that we will reap what we sow. God will not be mocked.
The documentary is about that. You know, it was James Madison who wrote our Constitution. He said, look, they were patting him on the back, and old James said, this Constitution was written for a religious and moral people.
Exactly.
It's wholly inadequate for any other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said the religion is the basis and foundation of government, and they all warned us, when you lose your love for each other, your virtue, when you lose that, and you lose your morality, well, then freedom, it goes too. So
yes.
hopefully the documentary, Martinez, will at least, it's a brutal film, because once nations forget God, and you start down the list and you see the carnage that ensues, it's a brutal thing to watch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's honest, and it's true, and this is the problem that you have, especially in a culture that has been conditioned by political correctness, Bill.
Oh, my goodness. Look, we systematically and methodically ran God out of the entertainment business. We ran him out of the institutions of higher learning. And think about your elementary schools, junior highs, high school. Mm-hmm. Some little girl who's fixing to eat her lunch can't even say a prayer of thanks to God for the food she's fixing to eat.
Right.
And we ran him out of government. So we're on the path, the current path. We have removed the only firm anchor we ever had, and our
exactly.
founding fathers warned us about it. But we are here now, Martinez, mm-hmm. and we're now seeing the results of, you know, everyone who sins, 1 John 3:4 says, breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. So what everybody is looking at transpiring in America, if you notice, they're all hollering about the law enforcement. It's the cops' problem. Can you imagine if you took away all law enforcement and we went with these guys who are saying, well, it's the cops' problem?
Yes, exactly.
If you take away law enforcement, Martinez, you think it's rough with law. Well, just take them out and you don't have any kind of law, and then watch them.
Yes.
Would it be a slaughterhouse or what?
Well, no question. And these are the facts, ladies and gentlemen, what Phil Robertson is sharing with us. And I know this should cause you to have pause, and it's good to have these meditative moments. The Bible often, brings that to mind when it says Selah. I say the Selah moments. That's the time when the Holy Spirit is saying, look, you need to stop and think on these things. When you talk about education, what's happened, you know, some modern day theorists and sociologists say, well, this has only happened in the last 50, 60 years since we took the Ten Commandments out of the classroom. But it didn't. It happened long before that, Phil. I say go back to Darwin. Darwin opened up the gate to it with his
You're
Origin
correct.
Of Species. We started to disrespect what God had set into motion, and it brought into question that very question that started in Genesis 1. Did God really say?
You betcha. If you think about it, we now have turned America. Who would have thought we have turned on ourselves and we've legislated and made it legal for the slaughter of unborn children to the point to where they literally slice and dice human beings and
yes.
sell their body parts to the tune of 55 to 60 million?
Yeah,
you would
exactly.
say, what in the world? And they parade their perversion, and we've legislated murder and perversion. So no nation can stand when they begin those kind of sinful practices. So I'm basically calling America, and this is a shocker to them, but it is the truth. I'm calling America to repentance. They ought to repent.
Yes.
We ought to turn back to God. Martinez, I do not see the downside of loving God
Amen.
And loving each other.
Phil, let's leave it there for right now. We got to go to break. We're going to have you back, talk more about the movie. This is Bill Martinez Live.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough? That's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Keep out the heat, it'll be all right. And baby,
join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day. 3 hours coming your way, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with the Duck Commander, Phil Robertson, continues. I mean, only in America can someone have a passion and a dream and just say, look, at you know, the duck calls that are out there just don't make it. I think I can do a better job. And as a result of creating a better duck call and having it patented back in the early 70s, Phil and his family, Mama Kay and Alan and Jason, Willie and Jephthah, the whole group have just fallen into brilliance just overnight, right, Phil?
Yeah, you know, I told someone, I said, when we were at the Cannes movie festival over in France, mm-hmm. when they first showed the documentary, for a short period of time, yours truly here is actually running around with the Hollywood elite, at least on the premises.
Right.
So they're seeing me walk by, and they're thinking, the dude looks like a homeless man, but he has bodyguards. What does it mean?
Yes.
So the bottom line is, you know, they're shocked to find out, most people, that I'm a multimillionaire and somewhat famous. I always remind them, Martinez, that all the money I ever amass here on the earth, God has been good to me.
Amen.
It cannot remove my sin, and all the fame I ever get cannot raise me from the dead, my man.
That's right. Well, let's talk about the documentary Torchbearer. How did it start for you, Phil? Why the movie?
Zach Dasher, my nephew, actually wrote the script, unbeknown to me. Mm-hmm. He showed this script. I didn't even know he was working on a script. Yeah. He showed it to Steve Bannon and Dave Bossy and some of the guys in Washington, D.C. So they asked Zach to call me and see if I would narrate it. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, let me read the thing. Zach, what have you come up with? I read it, and I figured pretty quickly that old Zach, my nephew, is way more intelligent than I thought he was.
Yeah, right.
So I said, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. So they got it all together. And Steve Bannon actually directed the thing, and we went across Europe. And we basically, it's a documented historical account of what happens to empires when they forget the God of creation.
Mm-hmm.
And simply put, when you allow men, humans, to determine right and wrong, good and evil, and what one's life is worth. You turn that over to human beings. It's like this president of the Philippines in the last day or two has come out. They have like 3 million drug addicts in the Philippines. He said the way to do this is just eradicate all of them.
Wow.
And he said Hitler eradicated a bunch he didn't like, so I could do the same thing with these people on drugs and just kill them all.
Mm.
Well, that's what happens when you allow men to determine what's right and wrong, good and evil, and the worth of human life instead of God.
Yes.
So basically, America has gone down the same road. All these empires, we're on the road now,
mm-hmm.
and the guise of political correctness, which is really, guys, it's no more than just depravity. You have that Romans 1 text, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. And there's a list of things there: wickedness, evil, greed, depravity, murder, strife, envy, insolent, arrogant, boastful, they're senseless, faithless, heartless. It's a horrible read.
Yeah, it sounds like the United States. It sounds like the United States in 21st century America
now.
So it does.
It's us. It's a depressing thing and an embarrassing thing to watch. Mm.
But, you know, you said this earlier, and this is what we need to bring full circle. Yes, you know, on the heels of prosperity, this is the Table of Nations cycle that is read out time and again in the book of Judges. With prosperity, men begin to see things according to their own eyes. There's no God standard. It's a man standard. That's what you're saying. And then what happens? They reap what they've sown. They become enslaved to their own sin. Until they get to that point where they cry out to God because they realize that God's the only answer. He is the only redeemer that can answer our prayer. And then God adjusts us back into glory again. And we follow him until we go through that cycle once again until Jesus comes.
That's the documentary. You have just voiced the documentary. By the way, the last scene after all that carnage for 1 hour, it's 1 hour of carnage because these empires forget God.
Mm.
The last scene, it opens up, and it shows what we do all the time. We walk them from my living room after we've shared the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. He'll remove your sin, and he'll raise you from the dead. You have a better story? And they're like, I do not.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't either. And look. We march them down on the river like they did in the book of Acts.
Mm.
In the scene, it shows me baptizing these poor souls. The first one was a girl, and she had drinking vodka, being immoral, drinking vodka right out of a bottle for 20 years.
Wow.
And we worked with some little redneck girl right up the road, and I told her, she says, I think I'm ready. I said, well, we have a film crew going to come in a couple of days. Wait a couple of days, and I'll take you and take you down the river, little girl, and I'll baptize. So she was number one on the list.
Wow.
She had been a naughty girl for 20 years, so It was really cool to watch. So that's the last scene in the documentary. Turn to God and everything will be all right. And peace of mind will come your way.
Well, once again, proving, you know, Hillary Clinton's statement very off base and without Jesus when she referred to a basket of deplorables being irredeemable. Again, God proves what is the truth, that we are redeemable if we will only turn away from our wicked ways and turn to him.
If Hillary Clinton had seen before she made that statement, if she had just observed what Miss Kay and I do every day,
mm-hmm.
we deal with the ones that the society would say are unlovable. We deal with them on a daily basis. When they know we love them, Martinez, all the people that's been in the unnatural sex acts and all these sexual sins, when they understand that we love them as humans and we're not going to abuse them or use them, that's when they begin to say, what is the story?
Exactly.
And we tell them how much God loves them, and they become part of our family and some of the finest people you've ever seen. Mm. I told one girl, I said, you understand, you look like a man. You understand that.
Mm.
But I know you're a woman, right? You are a woman. She said, I'm a woman. Well, I told her, I said, well, honey, when you're born again, look, break out the Maybelline and let the hair grow a little bit and let's look like a woman. So once a month she would come to me and she said, what do you think? And every time she would look more and more attractive, I thought, Miss Kay, if you ever dial me, I said, this is
such
a
hey,
she actually looks like a woman now. Oh, I'm thinking, girl, you've come a long way.
Yes, yes, exactly. Well, speaking of Miss Kay, boy, going back to high school, that's where you met her. She had her eyes out for the big man on campus, huh?
Yeah, I guess she spotted me right off. But at the time, she was pretty well, I thought, they owned a grocery store. I thought she was loaded, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But she did have some wheels, which was nice because I was hitchhiking up and down the road.
Right.
So she would, when we had a date, she'd get in the old Bel Air Chevrolet, drive down, pick me up, and here we go.
In a Bel Air? She had a Bel Air?
Oh, she had a little Bel Air Chevrolet.
I love this woman.
And she
has a Bel Air
store, so she'd bring me the old Cokes in the bottle, you know, and she'd bring me a little T-bone steak because they own that store, you know.
Right.
I thought, boy, I done run up on good times here.
And here she is, a woman of God following Jesus, and she sees the God man in you before you do.
That's it. So she waited me out. So finally, so now that's what we do. She's my wife of about 50 years, and she's my fellow worker. She's my sister in Christ, and she's my best buddy. So that's what the people out there in the television land are seeing. They're actually seeing a functional family with Jesus at the center of it.
Right.
And if you look around at our culture and the disintegration of our families, we're saying to our culture, come on.
Yeah.
Let's turn to God and let's get our families back together.
Exactly. Yeah,
we're
just because
trying to help them, Martinez. But
exactly.
It's a hard sale, my man.
Well, one at a time. But hey, look it. We co-labor with God. He's the one that does the work. We just go alongside and say, "Your kingdom come, your will be done." Right?
You betcha. Maybe through this documentary, it is kind of a shocking thing, but I wouldn't recommend it for small children, but for the ones who are accountable of the age of where they're sinners, I would at least say everyone should see this because, and maybe this will help. If God's behind it, I think it'll go ballistic, so we'll see how it works out. But we're just trying to help our fellow man here.
Yeah, that's all we can do is, hey, we're obedient to God. I mean, and I think that's the worst thing, you know, to be guilty of, right? To be obedient to God.
Man, what are you talking about?
Amen.
Well, I'm thankful just to be in the position to be persecuted a little bit and have a few names called at me. It doesn't bother me at all. I just go right on forward, my man.
Well, here he is, the Commander-in-Chief. We're talking the Duck Commander, Phil Robertson, has been our guest. The movie, The Torchbearer, which opens up nationwide on the 7th of October. Must see. You can go to the website, torchbearermovie.com. All the information is right there. Phil, God bless you. All the work that you and Kay and the family are doing. Just keep up the good work and know that we're praying for you. We know the battle can be rough, but hey, there's more than enough Jesus to handle that, right?
You betcha. Well,
okay,
thank you, my brother. Hey, keep the faith, dude. Let's
you
go.
Got it. Take care. God bless. This is Bill Martinez. Thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll see you next week right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. How come?